The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome again. And earlier this morning, I talked about a common way that we measure our meditation is by how often we are on the object. Most often we use the breath as the object, but that's not the only one we might use. So this way in kind of determining, well, how much time do we spend on the object is the, we kind of, we're prone to think like, oh, that's a good meditation. And if we're not so much on the object, then we think, oh, that's a bad meditation. But there's this, and what I offered this morning was this another way that we can look or evaluate or have a measure of how our practice is going is by how much tightness or openness we have. And this is pointing to this, whether there's tightness or opening or this relaxation or tightness, I guess. Looking at that points to one of the elements of samadhi. And many of you might know what samadhi is, but before I say the English word, I just want to kind of flesh out a little bit what we might understand samadhi. And I think this can be a really helpful way to use as a guidepost or as a North Star for the direction our practice is going. And that is, it's not the only thing. It's definitely not the only thing, but it can be part of our practice. And that is to be cultivating samadhi, which we can define as a sense of steadiness, which we can see when we're still on the object, but not only steadiness. It also has some malleability, some flexibility, and some well-being. A sense of contentment or okayness or even joy and happiness. So samadhi has all three of these qualities, the steadiness, malleability, and well-being. And it's often when we think about samadhi, which sometimes gets translated as concentration, which kind of like minimizes the malleability and well-being, and it all becomes about focus. But if we think about samadhi, I like this, there's this sound in the middle, samadhi. Kind of feels like it more has this flexibility and this well-being in it. And it turns out this is integral. It's such an important part of practice because we can have this way in which we're still on the object, but it's done with a tightness and this feeling. And I know I have certainly done my share of this practice. If I'm like on the object, but my shoulders are up and I'm like this, and I'm like, get out of the way, you know, go. I'm trying to be with this. There's this wish, you know, trying to shove everything else away so that I can be with the object. I appreciate Brian Lesage. When he talks about samadhi, he's talking about, you know, the attitude of our practice. And part of it is, you know, we like want to have a kind regard for our object, right? So that we notice the relationship we have is one of kindness. But what's interesting with samadhi, we also have a kind disregard for these other things that are not the object. So these ways of this kindness is part of it, but kind regard for the object, we're meeting it with a fullness, with a all of our being, mind, heart, body, and then just a kind disregard for the other things. So without insisting that they go away, without trying to be necessarily irritated by them or trying to shove them away or something like this. So this kind of disregard, but part of the samadhi is also this malleability, this flexibility that the mind can have a, maybe an attitude of experimentation or playfulness as it's trying to find what is a support for being with the object. Earlier in the practice note, I talked about whether or not we're tight or whether we're open. So maybe there's a little bit of experimentation. Well, if we discover that there's this tightness or we're having an unkind disregard, what is it that can support some more openness? What is it that can support a little bit more kindness in the way that we are being with the object? And so that requires that the mind has enough flexibility, malleability, that it can not have just this one way in which it's practicing independent of everything else that's happening, but just like we're just have this one habitual way of practicing. Certainly that gets us a certain distance in our practice distance, and it works until it doesn't work. And so there are times in our practice with kind of the usual way just isn't really supportive for what's happening, maybe our inner life, our emotional life at that time. Maybe we're in an environment that's really noisy and is taking our attention, that it requires a way to practice differently than the usual way. So this quality of malleability, flexibility, also with samadhi, and many of you might know this, that in the Buddha's awakening, when he describes his mind, before he describes, he says that awakening moment happened, he uses this word malleability. He describes his mind as being malleable, as well as relaxed and focused, but flexible, malleable. And then maybe I'd like to just say a few words about this well-being. That when we look at some of what concentration, of course, is in a number of lists, all these Buddhist lists. I'm a big fan of the lists, but I know not everybody's a fan. That's perfectly fine. But there's a number of lists, and one that I'm thinking about, the gladness pentad. It's not the most common one, but I like to practice with this because happiness is what precedes samadhi. Sukha precedes samadhi. Sukha is a support for samadhi. And as samadhi deepens, sukha is also definitely one of the experiences. So it works both ways. Sukha influences samadhi. Samadhi influences sukha. Well-being influences concentration. Concentration influences well-being. So we can start wherever we are. Maybe we're a little bit more settled, but we recognize we have some tightness, so maybe it's an opportunity to introduce some well-being, some happiness, some joy. Sometimes we can do that with the body. And if we are, maybe there isn't a lot of concentration available, but we can maybe focus on some well-being. Maybe that's where this kindness comes into, this kind regard and kind disregard as a support for concentration, for samadhi. So maybe the last thing I'll say about this is it's very common, of course it is, for us to think, well, this samadhi thing, concentration, do I have it? Yes or no? Is this a good meditation? Yes or no? But it's not that way. Instead, right, it's a spectrum. Really concentrated, lots of samadhi, not so much samadhi. And our practice is just to move this direction towards more settling instead of I have it, I don't have it. And then this malleability is just to notice, oh, the shifting that's happening towards less or more stability, steadiness, malleability, well-being. Instead of thinking I have it, I don't have it, just notice if you feel like there's a movement in which direction on this spectrum. That's really how our life is. That's really how practice is, as opposed to just one way or the other. So with that, I Wishing you some well-being, some stability, and some malleability, flexibility, that it can be a support, certainly for meditation, but for our areas of our life. And now,